Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. Let's continue the story told by LaRue Barkley for his children. He said, in the early days in Manson, a man's word was his bond. A handshake was worth more than 1,000 notarized contracts. A house was never locked, and no one took the key out of the car or truck. I was in Manson 8 years before I went to Wenatchee for the first time. My family's first car was a 1919 Ford with a crank, but no battery. My, but it was contrary. The next car was a 1925 Ford. In 1926, Pop was gone several weeks at a time, extending the irrigation supply line into Safety Harbor Creek. By necessity, they got a special permit for me to drive at 15. I remember that trip 30 miles or so up to the surveyor's camp so the family could get together for part of a day. The road was about 6 inches wider than the car, and those Fords were prone to jackknife when they hit a rock. That land is far from level. Mother never drove, and I can't remember that she gave me any advice or criticism. How she could have kept from it, I'll never know. Our first Ford burned out a front connection rod bearing every time we came up Old Knapp Hill. The 1925 car would sputter and die on that hill every time for the want of gas. The hill was so steep that the gas tank was lower than the carburetor. When that happened, the only thing to do was turn around and back up the hill. There was a spring and a bucket about halfway up that people would stop and add water to their radiator. After I got my first car, the old Model T stood idle in the barn for about 2 years. At that time, would you know it, it was only 7 years old and had 32,000 miles on it. A young fellow came along and wanted to buy it. Pop and I talked it over, then asked if $5 was too much. He wanted to try it out first. We had very little trouble starting the engine. He drove and I went with him, and we headed for Manson. We were freewheeling down Manson Boulevard, called the Doc Hubbard Hill. The way we were accelerating, I knew we would never make the next turn with rocks and the lake below. I wanted none of that, so I made an exit. End over end, I went up for 40 or 50 feet. I was a mess. Before I got up, my friend came driving back to check on me. He had used excessive strength in pulling that lever back, and the wheels had skidded for 30 feet, making it possible for him to negotiate the turn right side up. He paid cash, took the car, and headed for California the next day. And this is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.